watching those numbers as they come out every day from the Bear River Health Department in terms of cases, the number of people who are tested, the percentage of positive numbers, and then monitoring that every single day.
Utah State University's Director of Campus News, Emily Wheeler, says USU's top administrators are meeting again today to discuss a contingency plan with Bear River Health and Cache County officials that could have USU providing shelter for non-emergency community members.
It's still really in preliminary planning. It would be a contingency plan in case the community sees the situation worsen to the point that we need a sheltering option like this.
More than 2,000 students have vacated USU's Logan dorms to return home for social isolating and to complete classes online. 70% of USU's housing facilities are empty and are being considered as possible isolation sites for non-congregate sheltering.
So it'd be individuals who would be provided private or semi-private accommodations who don't need medical care. Some of them may live with family members who are immunocompromised or have other risk factors. So the isolation site would allow them to at least separate themselves from those members of their household.
Wheeler says USU will not displace students residing on campus if the non-emergency shelter plan is implemented. Reporting from the Logan campus at Utah State University, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.